Right now, we welcome into Compass FM for the first time, Olivia Marshall. She is a registered social worker, but she's also part of this amazing organisation called Rachel's House Trust. And I believe you've got another hat. Are you the team leader fundraiser as well?
Yes, morning, everybody. Yes, I am. Yep, the team leader and the social worker.
Wonderful. Do you like to be called Olivia or Liv?
Liv.
Liv. Yeah. So nice to have you in the studio. Hey, Liv, what is Rachel's House Trust for those of who you don't know who you are?
Yeah, awesome. So Rachel's House Trust is a small community organisation. We are based in the heart of Rangiora, upstairs of the Gables Arcade. We've been around for about 14 years in the community, mainly focusing on young teen pregnancies and whānau. But more recently, we have changed, done a bit of rebranding, and we are now focusing on mothers and whānau. And so our key work is working with the mothers and supporting them through that transition of parenthood and pregnancy and beyond. Yeah,
that is a huge job, really, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's such a beautiful, crazy, intense part of life. And you know, there's a lot of organizations out there that do wonderful work, but not so many that actually fully hold the mother and support them through that journey. So
what are some of the, can you tell us what are some of the services in specific that you provide for the young mums?
So we have social work support with myself, and we have another amazing senior support worker who's actually a qualified and trained early childhood teacher. So she comes with that amazing background and experience and knowledge. And so together we provide one-on-one support. We do home visits. A lot of my social work hat that I wear, a lot of that is advocacy, so working with the mothers who may be involved with oranga tamariki, wins, trying to figure out, you know, are they getting the correct payments? Housing's a big one at the moment.
Yeah.
Sometimes they actually just want to have someone to talk to who they can trust, who's not a opinionated family member or a friend, you know. They just really like that kind of third party. So that's what I love about my job, is I get such a wide variety of what I get to do. Sometimes it's, honestly, we just walk around Northbrook Waters and just getting them out of the house, taking baby for a walk, talking about what's going on for them. And that is actually shown scientifically as well to be really beneficial for new mums.
Oh, hugely. Mm. You're just, as you're saying, you know, just getting out of the house, like a mum of four kids. And I remember how important that was for me when I was little, when the kids were little as well, especially because our eldest had colic. And I just felt like I couldn't get out of the house. I'd go to put them to sleep and I'd just lay them down. I'd take two steps away and off they go.
And if they go again, colic.
Oh,
Yeah. And that's it. And without realizing it, especially if you're a first time parent, without realizing it, you get yourself in a bit of a rut. You know, thankfully now there is quite a lot of awareness around the rising rates of maternal mental health.
Yeah.
And kind of distinguishing the difference between baby blues and postpartum depression.
Yeah.
And so sometimes it is just baby blues, but when you're in it, it feels horrible, and you don't actually have anyone there saying, hey, let's go, let's get out of the house, let's do something.
Yeah.
Or you don't really have family members and friends who know how to support you if you are depressed.
Yes.
And so, those are conversations that we have, which is, I think I'm really keen. I love it when I get referrals directly from the midwives, because I can have those conversations with the mama before the baby's born. And then we can kind of, you've built that relationship, because relationships are really important as well when working with people.
So important. Yeah. And the great part is they get to know you, and when they're like, oh, who do I ask? Who do I turn to? Because when you're in the middle of it, you have no idea. You don't even have the brain power, to be honest, to even think about that. You know, just going from one feed to another sleep to can I even get out the door to go and get the groceries?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're so lucky now with, you know, online shopping as well.
Yeah, I know, right? That was my answer to my prayers with my second. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So we have the social work, the support worker kind of role. And then we've got more community outreach. So we run a play group once a week, every Thursday. And that's open to everybody. We have an amazing coordinator that does that. We do food parcels every Tuesday.
Wonderful.
And we have our drop-in, which is our biggest kind of pool for the community.
Yeah.
That's open to everyone and anyone, no questions asked. It's all baby items, clothing, equipment, from newborn up to about 5 or 6 years of age, bassinets, cots, blankets, breast pumps, everything that you might need in that first couple of years of life, we've got it. And so, people come in and they take what they need and then they bring it back. Or they don't. It's up to them.
Yeah.
And then they come in and get the next size up. So, yeah, that's kind of Rachel's House Trust as a whole. We've got a lot of different little things going on trying to cater to everybody.
Perfect. Hey, Liv, how are you funded? Like, how do you get, donations in, or how do you get the funding to pay and buy a new breast pump and stuff like that?
Yeah, so everything in the hub is donated. We don't purchase the likes of breast pumps. It would just be what's donated. But in terms of the funding for everything else, we get no government funding. We are just local support. We have a funding administrator, so she does all the grants and applications.
Yeah.
And so we rely on the Lotto Foundation, COGS, Rata. Cadillac Foundation, Rata. All of the kind of standard ones. Plus our own little fundraising events. Perfect. So and donations, obviously, if anyone feels like they want to give to someone.
Wonderful. Now that leads straight into your up and coming fundraiser, Liv. Tell us all about it.
We are super excited. We have the wonderful Music with Michael coming to perform for us at the Rangiora Town Hall. She was titled one New Zealand's best children's singer and songwriter for TVNZ.
Yeah, best children's artist. Aotearoa's most prolific children's artist. She has a song called Brave.
Yes.
Yeah, which was awarded best children's song in 2021. So she's incredible. So this is neat that you've got her coming to Rangiora.
Yeah.
Do all the proceeds from the day go to Rachel's House Trust?
Yes. Yeah, we've managed to get some funding to cover the cost of the hall hire and cover the cost of her fee, which she also compromised to help us out, lovely. Which was really awesome. So every ticket that's sold comes straight back to Rachel's House Trust, straight back into the community, and enables us. We've got so many ideas that we want to get up and running. A mentoring program would be awesome, like a grandmothers supporting mothers type, that generational thing. I'd love to see something like that happening. So all the money comes back to us, and then we can do something with it.
Absolutely. I'll have to talk to you off air about our Handbags for Hope, which Compass FM did a wee while ago, which is providing pre-loved handbags and goodies to go into bags, and we'll be able to donate those to Rachel's House Trust to give to the mums. So we'll talk about that off air.
Yeah, awesome.
Hey, so Liv, how do we get hold of these tickets? Is it just Rangiora Town Hall?
You can get them on Eventbrite. Mm-hmm. Just look in Rachel's, either you could look up Rachel's House Trust or Music with Michael.
Yes.
We have a Facebook page. And then also, if you follow us on the Facebook page, you'll then find the other Facebook page. Perfect. So social media, Google, you'd be able to find it. You can also buy tickets on the day.
Oh, nice.
So door sales, because, it's targeted at young families, so we are aware that there's going to be people with nap times and lunch times and everything
Someone's got sick or
So we're well aware of that, and so I'm happy to do door sales, and it is only a 45-minute show, so catered to those short attention spans, and
Perfect. So make sure you pop along and support the wonderful work that Rachel House Trust is doing. Liv, thanks so much for coming in. Looking forward to having another catch up with you another time.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's been a privilege.
You're more than welcome. Compass FM.